their volume. In
what's good, you guys? John, shake your miss, kick your miss, to Mr. Moses on the radio. Sunday night in the midst of being a day on the poppin', as we always do, as the everybody loved last night's show, because I got 73 live listeners on that. I appreciate all the 73 people that rocked with me last night. Let's do it again and get close to 73, or even higher than that. So let's get this show started. Now, what I want to hear right now is my boy Xavier Lewis. And you know, he got his new song, Somebody's Baby, and I've been playing that. But what I want to play right now is my favorite. I won't say I've been neglecting the song, but it is my favorite, because I've been playing the new joint. But we're going to hear it right now. This is my boy Xavier Lewis, but I know I'm in love. So I'm going to play that for y'all right now. I hope y'all enjoy it. And if you like it, you can go get it. It should be on iTunes. If it's not on iTunes, you can go to his SoundCloud page and download I Know I'm in Love. Okay, what's going on here? Okay. My bad, John. I'm busy typing. I forgot a letter. Here we go, my boy Xavier Lewis, one of my favorite indie artists, but one of my favorite songs. I Know I'm in Love, right here on Road to Stardom Radio.
Everything. That's what she was. The first time I recognized beauty, it was her. She had long, long hair, smooth brown skin, like dream was there.
Shawty is a teen.
Hey, she's my lover. My happiness within. She's my rider, yeah. I'm her provider, yes. And when I'm beside her, she makes my day brighter. Mona Lisa, one in a million, like Aaliyah. Always there when I need, I'd be a fool to leave her. So precious, yeah, she's so, so real. And this is something that I thought I could never feel. It's something can't explain. Oh, I don't know what it is. More than a sudden change.
Y'all, you know that was Xavier Lewis right there. Well, I Know I'm in Love. Yes, that is my song right there. It's my favorite song. My top favorite from Xavier. I have other favorites by him. So like I said, if you like this song, you can go get it on his SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Xavier Lewis. Or get it on iTunes.com. Just type in Xavier Lewis and the song should come up. I Know I'm in Love. I just love that song. So this next song I got for y'all. Yeah, I know I don't talk like this when I do the show, but tonight, for some reason, I can't get my next song. I don't know what's going on. This next artist... Oh, no wonder. I'm in the wrong board. This next artist's name is PJ Morton. Now, I saw this video, and I was like, oh, I like this song by PJ Morton. It's called Only One, and it features Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder's on there playing the harmonica. So we're going to get into that right now. PJ Morton, Only One, featuring Stevie Wonder.
You're the only one that I need. One that I need. One.
Yes, that was PJ Moore right there. The only one featuring Stevie Wonder on that track. And this next song I got for you is from an R&B legend. Yes, from an R&B legend, the next song I got for y'all. This is called Still, and it's by Lynn Williams. Now, if you haven't heard this song, then I don't know where you've been, because they've been playing it all over the radio when it came out, I think, 2 years ago. Yes, this, I know Lynn Williams. You know he did Because I Love You, so you know that song. You know, and that PJ Morton song, if you like that song, go on iTunes and get it off of iTunes. You can put PJ Morton, and it'll come up Only One. That's the song featuring Stevie Wonder. Now we're going to get into this song, Still, by Lenny Williams. Now I love me some Lenny Williams. Love Because I Love You. And he was part of the group, before he went solo, he was part of the group Tower of Power. So if you don't remember that, you can go look that up and find out all about Lenny Williams. So we're going to get into his song, Still. And I think the title of his album that he dropped with this song on is called Still in the Game. So you can go to iTunes and look up Lenny Williams, and his album will come up and get this song. So right now we're going to get to some Lenny Williams, Still.
Still in love with me, baby. baby, yeah. Every single day of my life, you're still in love with me. Hey! Like the very first day we met, a love story that I know we won't forget. Still going and it ain't over yet, as long as you love me.
Yes, that was Benny Williams right there, but still, he's still in it, still doing it right. I love that song right there. And next song we're going to get into is The Vert 2. Now, you haven't heard of Group The Vert. Casanova, Pop 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 Goes My Mind. Then you know that Sean and Joe passed away. And that left only Mark from the group The Vert. So instead of just still calling them The Vert, he called them The Vert 2 and added a new member to the group. And this is their single called June. This is their single called Still Got Love. So here we go with The Vert 2. I like this song too. And this song is a good song. You like The Vert 2, because I know you like The Vert. You go get The Vert 2's album. You go to iTunes for The Vert 2. This song will come up as the whole album. So let me go with Still I Love, The Vert 2.
Yeah.
Yes, the vote too is still that love. Yes. So, the original vote member is Mark Gordon. And we have a new member. That's why they called it Levert 2 and not Levert. And I appreciate that he did that, you know. Because Levert wouldn't be the same. If he'd have kept the Levert, Levert wouldn't be the same, you know, just regular Levert without adding it to. Levert wouldn't be the same without Sean and Joe. And, you know, they're both gone. You know, a lot of these groups that come out, and then they disband, and then one of the original members decides they want to put the group back together, but don't use the original members. It's not the same. Like, I'm a Hi-Fi fan. Always will be, probably to the day I die. But the original members are all not in the new group of Hi-Fi. Only two are. And it's like, and the rest is like new. And it's like, it's not the same. You know, when you listen to the old Hi-Fi's, then this is the Hi-Fi now. It's like, it's not the same. It's not the same without Tony, but we know Tony from Hi-Fi passed away, so we know that. And, but it's not the same. So, there's nothing wrong with groups wanting to get back together, even if they don't have all the original members, but for the fans, it's not the same. Like, it will never be the sound of what the group is known for will never be the same. Because either the lead singer don't want to come back, so they had to put a new lead singer. And it's not the same. Not to say that the new lead singer can't sing, but when you love a group, you love them as a whole, but you, it's always one that stands out to you that you like the most. And for High Five, it's Tony. If you talk about High Five, you're going to hear a lot of people. If you hear people talk about High Five, you're going to hear them talk a lot about Tony. Not to discredit the other guy, but that's what you're going to hear them talk about. And a lot of people probably feel High Five like the same without Tony, even though they have new members added. But this next song we're going to get into, this is an artist I just started playing this year, months back. His name is Adrian Marcel. He's out of Cali. Yes, he's out of Cali. And this song right here is I'm Still. And I discovered, you know, it was a post of his music on Facebook. So I said, let me click on it and listen to it. And I clicked on listen to it, liked it, and said, you know what, I got to play him. So we're going to listen to it right now. I'm Still by Adrian Marcel. And if you go to YouTube, you can see the video, and the video features none other than Raphael Sadiq. So if you go to YouTube and put Adrian Marcel, I'm Still, you can see the video featuring Raphael Sadiq And you can get his music on iTunes, Google Play, and all that. If you like the song, here we go. That was Adrian Marcel right there with I'm Still. And that's what I'm looking at too. It's my artist named Danny Boy. I don't know why I remember the artist Danny Boy. He was signed to Death Row Records back in the day. And he released some songs either late 2012. Or the beginning of 2013, I interviewed him, but I can't remember when it was. But this is one of the songs he released. It's called Nothing. And here's Danny Boy right here on Saturday Night Indie Mix on World of Star Radio.
I remember everything you said. Before you packed up all your bags and went away, I feel like it's on repeat cause it replays
over and over, but it ends the same way.
I can't believe I let it come to this.
I tried to keep us together in perfect bliss,
but I stepped out and you found out. And there's no doubt your presence will be missed. I told you all my playing round and nothing. Now I'm here by myself holding on to nothing. You don't even write, you don't call, you know nothing. I did the math, nothing plus nothing equals nothing. Girl, I'm nothing without you. Don't take a rocket scientist to see
that subtracting you from us is happening.
Christ was our denominator. I thought love was greater. I should have pulled out my calculator. Cause me plus you is how it's supposed to be.
But I went and added her and now it's three. Now we're divided, you're on to the next. Now I'm another ex and I'm wishing you the best.
I told you all my playing round and fooling around with nothing.
Now I'm here by myself holding on to nothing.
That's Danny Boy right there with nothing. Now you heard the lyrics of that song. He cheated on his girl. See? Shame. Even his songs men write that they cheat. That's not a good look there. It's a great song, but it's not a good look. But we're going to keep this show going. And I'm going to keep giving you this great indie music from great artists like Danny Boy. So you can check on iTunes. I'm about to say YouTube. You can check on iTunes for this song right here, Nothing by Danny Boy. And this next song I got is a great song. This is Lynn Harold. Happy Day.
Being fair, of course. Want this to take
is the Hound, well, Lemmy Hound, on the site where I got the song from is Lenny, but his real name, you know how, you know, the real name is Leonard or whatever, but they always shorten it. So is Lenny Hound. And you go to Bandcamp.com for Lenny Hound, and this song will come up and you can get it. Yep. I saw a video, a YouTube video of him singing at the Apollo, and he was singing for which is yes. And I was like, really, really can blow. So I looked up his name, and the site popped up with his music. And it was for a free download. It's for whatever price you want to pay for it, you can get it. So if you don't want to pay for it, you can still get it. So email you the link to go get the download the music. If you like it and want to pay for it, hey, go ahead and do it. It's Lenny Howard on Bandcamp.com. Now this next song is a great song. Now, I was watching VH1 Soul, and I'm hearing this song, and when I look at who the artist is, it's a white dude. I saw VH1 Soul, a white dude. Yep, and this song is called Unaware. And the artist's name is Alan. His name is Alan Stone. Yeah, so here we go with some Alan Stone, Unaware.
Grows. You spend more than you own. Well, Papa always said to me, well, keep a close eye on your authority.
You
can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear. We can't stretch it any farther. Push, pull, tear. Oh, push, pull, tear.
I seen the video to this song on VH1 Soul, and I'm like, wow. I wasn't expecting to see that. I'm like, wow, it's a good song. Gotta get it, gotta play it on the show. And that's why you're hearing it tonight and all the other times I played it, because it's a really great song. Now, we're gonna keep this going. And this next song, I love this song. This is my boy Calvin Richardson. Yes, my boy Calvin Richardson. I did an interview with him right here. I want to start a video. You can go in the archives, check that out. This song is called Nobody Loves You. Yep, I love this song. I love me some Calvin Richardson. Yep. Nobody loves you. But Calvin Richardson right here, wrote this on the radio, Saturday Night Indie Mix.
Baby, we've been through a lot over these last 2 years. We've had our ups and we've had our downs. I've enjoyed seeing you laugh, and I hate, gotta tell you I hate it when I see you cry. Every time I've walked out the door, you call me back just to kiss you once more. You know, you mean most of you mean anything in the world, you know. So no matter how good things are, how bad things seem, nobody's gonna love you like I do, baby. You know this.
After high and even in the snow, baby girl, it's summertime. Thank you, girl, for giving me the opportunity to stay what's on my mind. Yeah. Over the days, the weeks, you and me had it come so tight. I've been down on my knees, prayed every night, and I promise I'm gonna do right.
Nobody's gonna love you. There's nobody. Girl, I've changed my ways. Everything about me is not right today. Girl, I long to lay with you, hold you tight, and rub your head. Make plans, talk about our future while we're lying in bed, in bed. 5 years from now, where do you see yourself? Me? Well, I wanna be with you, cause I don't want nobody else. Nobody else. Got me high, lady. A mockingbird in a tree, yeah. Oh girl, you see,
my boy right there, Callum Richardson, Nobody Loves You. I love that song. I love me some Callum Richardson. As solo artists go, that are my favorite, he's at the top. You know, when I heard him sing, Don't Keep Pushing Me, I just might fall over the edge. Well, that's just part of the song. That's not the title. But it's called Don't Keep Pushing Me. When I heard that song, I thought that right there was his first album, but it wasn't. When I looked him up, it said he had an album called Country Boy. I'm like, you know, artists come out with albums that we don't get to hear because if they're not popular and they're not going to get played. That's why I say to all these indie artists who are trying to get on commercial radio, it's gonna be hard getting you on commercial radio. Cause even if commercial radio says we like your song, we'll give you airplay, they're only gonna play it once. Because they have to play what's on their set list. Every VJ or not VJ, every DJ on a radio station gets a set list of the songs they have to play. And those songs will not include, that list, put it this way, that list will not include your song. Even though artists pay to be played still, that your song is not gonna be on that list as this is the song you need to play for the day. It's not. They're gonna play it, because I remember this, they're gonna play it during, like, when nobody's really up listening to music, that's when they're gonna play your song. So, at like 12 midnight, your song will be played on that station, because nobody's really up at that time, really listening to, because everybody's asleep, getting ready for the next day, because they gotta go to work. But at the time slots when people are up, they're not playing your song. So, even if the station says they'll play your song, that's when they're going to play your song around 12 midnight. And, but Rolling Stone Radio, we come on at 11, so even if we didn't come on at 11, your song will be played whenever we come on air. There ain't no set list on what songs we got to play. It's none of that on Rolling Stone Radio. We just play the great music. If your song is good, it'll get played. Now back into this music, because I know y'all don't want to keep hearing me talk. So, we're going to move to some more great indie music. I see guest 7842 is in the building with me. Now this next song is coming all the way from South Africa. I'm a member of Rhythm Nation, and this artist's name popped up, so I said, let me check out his music. He's an R&B artist, but he's coming all the way from South Africa. His name is Anubi. That's his name. And the song, you know, the song is in South African. It's an R&B song in South African. So you might like it, but you may not understand what he's saying because it's in South African. And I don't speak their language, put it that way. So I might butcher the name of the song, so forgive me for that. It's Ingo Kabani Kelo. If I said it right or if I'm not saying it right, if you're from South Africa, let me know how to say this correctly. And the artist is Hululi. So here we go with Ingo K. Bani Kelo.
Oh,
Yes, that was a newbie right there, all the way from South Africa with that song right there. If you like it, you can go to RevoNation.com, type in H-L-U-B-I, and you can get this song. It is spelled N-G-O-K-A-B-A-N-I-K-E-L-O. And that's how you spell it, and you go to RevoNation.com, and you can get this song, and listen to other music by him as well. This next song is by an artist named Kurt Chambers. Yes, I saw his video of VH1 Soul, and said, you know what, I like this song, I gotta get it and play it on the show. So, tonight I'm going to play for you, Kurt Chambers, Out of Body. Alright. Here we go with Kurt Chambers, Out of Body.
Cause you left me high and dry. What's the name of the mind?
Yes, that was Kurt Chambers right there with Outta Body. And if you Google his name, the album which this song is from will come up. And you click on the link, and you download the album. Yep. I think the album is called One Way Ticket. So Google Kurt Chambers One Way Ticket, and the site which the album is on will come up. You click on the link, download the album if you like this song. He has another song in there called Grass is Green that's good as well. So we're going to keep this going. His next song is by an artist named Stephen A. Dang, I forgot the last name already. I was about to say Stephen A. Smith, but that, you know, the sports commentator, that's not him. It's Stephen A. Clark. And when I first heard, you know, I was told about Stephen A. Clark. My brother went to a show that they was giving in Manhattan for him. And he's like, you heard of this artist, Stephen A. Clark? I said, no. I Googled his name. It's like, I Googled Kurt Chambers, and the site that his music was on came up, and it was a free download. And if you like this song I'm going to play for you is the first song that I've ever played on this show. And it's called Superhero. Then after a while, after playing Superhero for a while, so let me see what other song he got. Then he has another song that was good called Don't Have You. Then after playing Don't Have You for a while, here I went and got another song off that album. She's in Love. But right now I'm going to play for you the song that started me liking Stephen A. Clark, Superhero. Here we go.
Your pressure and I think it's time we collide. Fight or flight crosses my mind every time we make eyes. You say I'm running that I'm scared, your presence everywhere, average man wouldn't dare. Look to the eyes of a child as he smiles.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Stephen A. Clark right there with Superhero. Now this next artist, I heard the song and fell in love with the artist. And this artist's name is Shalik. And the song I'm talking about is called The Past. Yep. And this song made me really like this artist. And he's from my hometown in the Bronx. So, you know I gotta represent. So here's Shalik with From the Past.
This is love and war, and all is fair. But to bring that up, to bring it here. And I used to think you wouldn't dare, but I never thought you wouldn't care. You refuse to let it go, then you refuse to let it grow. Girl, it's either now or then, when you choose, let me know. I don't really wanna dwell. You say you forgive me, but every chance you get, you make me feel guilty. You know I hate it when you bring up the past. Why'd you come back? Is this really that bad? For you, so leave it there. I got a present for you. I call it the moment. Let's live in it. For things we gotta get over, let's build a bridge in it. You refuse to let it go, then you refuse to let it grow. Girl, it's either now or then. When you choose, let me know. I don't really wanna dwell. Thank you. Forgive me, but every chance you get, you make me feel guilty. You know I hate it when you bring up the past. Why'd you come back? Is this really that bad?
Come back, is this really that bad?
Shalique right there with the past. I like that. It had that old school feel to it. So if you like that, you can go to iTunes. Put in Shalique, which is spelled S-H-A-L-I-E-K. And get the song The Past. And he also has another one called Can We Go Back? That's another great one. But we're going to keep this show going. And this next artist I have for you is another great artist. And this artist did The Voice. This artist's name is Jesse. He did The Voice. And this song we're playing for you by Jesse is called When You Cry, I Cry. Yes. So let's get into some Jesse. When You Cry, When You Cry, I Cry. Here we go.
I know I never, guess I never told you.
No,
no, no, no, no,
no, no.
Yeah.
Yes, that is Jesse right there. I'm sure most of y'all probably heard this song before. Because it came out in, I think, late 90s, early 2000s. Not sure, don't remember. This artist, Jesse, he was a great artist. Not only did he come out with this one, he came out with The Comfort of Your Man. And he has some other great songs on his album that didn't get airplay or any mention besides those two songs. And after this album, he didn't make any more music. And so recently, as of last year, he did The Voice. He was on Christina Aguilera's team. And I'm looking, I said, wait a minute, that face looks familiar. I said, what is Jesse doing on The Voice? You would think because he came out with music and was a known artist that he wouldn't have to do shows like The Voice to get back in the music game. But that's exactly what he did. He did The Voice so he can get back in that music game. Because I guess he feels people ain't going to remember who he is. And it's going to probably be hard on his own to get a record deal. So he was on Christina Aguilera's team. Now you know how it get down to get top, I'll say maybe about 8 or 6 or whatever. And she let him go. I thought if Christina would have kept him, she would have won The Voice. Her team would have won The Voice. But no, I think Blake Shelton's team won with Alicia Keys' background singer also did The Voice, and he won. And she let, Christina let go Jesse. I guess she figured because he's been in the game, that somebody else who hasn't been in the game gets the chance. I guess that's how she's seeing it. That's not how I see it. Like, he only made one album. He ain't been in the game that much. He only made one album. He ain't been in the game that much. And, some people might say he's a one-hit wonder because they only remember him from that song I just played, When You Cry, I Cry. So, another song I want to play for you is from a group that came out, I would say, in the late 90s, I would say, this group came out, and I've seen this group perform, because before they got signed, they used to sing in the New York subway station on 42nd Street. And I'm like, these boys are bad. Everybody who's standing there listening to them sing is like, these boys are bad, they need a record deal. Well, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis saw them singing in the train station and got them their record deal. And when they debuted their music, I don't know what the name they was going by while they were singing in the subway. Don't know. But when they got their deal, they were known as Solo. And you might remember this song. You may not. But this group was named Solo. So we want to continue on with Solo. Let's go. And this song is one of my favorites off the album. It's called Extra. Yep. And here we go with Solo Extra.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Solo right there with Extra. Now, if you don't remember this group, just go with the name, the group Solo. And on this album that the song came off of, they did a lot of Sam Cooke songs. I think they were Sam Cooke songs. They did What a Wonderful World. What a wonderful world it will be. They did that one, Cupid. Draw back your bow and let you go straight to my mother's heart. For me, nobody but me. Keep that, please hear my cry and let you fly straight to my mother's heart for me. And there was another one, I can't remember what it was. And then the one that started off for them is Heaven. I got heaven right on, so it's right here. I got heaven right here. Well, that's Solo. Just Google their name. You probably can still get their album off of iTunes. Or at Amazon. This next song that I got for y'all, because we're in the last hour of the show, and this next song I got for y'all is a goodie. Now, this artist, you know, this group, rather, came out in either the middle 2000s or the early 2000s, and they haven't made music since. And I'm sure you remember the song they did, Someone to Love You. All you need is someone to care, someone to love you. That song, I'm sure you remember that song. The group I was talking about was Rough Ends. But this song right here, I'm loving this song. It's called Saying I Love You. Yes. I like this group, and my favorite though is Where Will Love Go From Here. And that's one of my favorites. Yep, by Muffins. But this is for, and every time I play this song, I always dedicate it to all the lovers. Because if you're truly in love, you feel exactly what they're singing. Saying I love you just isn't enough. I could tell you 365 days of the year that I love you, but it's not enough. So, if you never heard this song and it's the first time you're hearing it, pay attention to the lyrics. Here we go with Rough Ends, Saying I Love You.
Love to be with you is a must. The thing I love more than you.
Yes, that's Rough Ends right there saying I love you. And I know you're wondering, why am I playing songs that came out way back in the day? Because most of these artists are either one, great artists who didn't get the recognition they deserve. That's why their career didn't go to where they wanted it to. And I'm playing it because this is, and also I'm playing it because this is my station, so I play what I want. So you're getting the indie, and you're getting artists who may not have been indie at the time they had their record deal, but this is the only, I'm not sure, I think Ruffins came out with 1 or 2 albums, and that was it. So if they came out with 1 or 2 albums, or just 1 album, and that was it, there was great songs on that album that you need to hear. And I'm going to play it for you. So this next artist is an artist that I think I saw the video before when I heard the song for the first time. Or he was on a award show and I saw him. And that's how I found out about him. This next artist is Luke James. And he has a few songs I like off his album. But when he dropped this album, he was an indie artist, and then he got signed. Yep. Can't tell you what label he got signed to, but... So when I started playing Luke James, I was playing Hurt Me. And then I went from playing Hurt Me to playing Heartbeat. Then I went from playing Heartbeat to More By The Blues. And right now, the Luke James songs I'm going to give you is More By The Blues.
Feels like nobody else. My love for you melts through your chastity belt. Feels so good, so warm. Though I know I'm causing you harm. More better blue. What you got on? The cool in you turns me on. So different too. You're so much more fun, baby. Yeah. That downtown street walking at Arts Fox Wood, we're talking. Now we're upstairs in my love's apartment. I know that I got juice.
no better.
That is Duke James, Robot Blues. If you Google his name, the site where this album that this song is on came from, you Google his name, and you understand what I'm saying? And you can get it. It's a free download. So we're going to keep this going because you know time's winding down. We have 39 minutes left in the show. And this next artist, he sent me his song, and I'm going to show him some love. His name is KG. His song is called 10 Toes Up. Ten toes down. Okay. Yup, ten toes up, ten toes down by KG. Here we go.
Put it on me, girl. Do thang, bad thang, your tune.
tonight. I wanna do your extra round.
That's first KG right there with 10 toes up, 10 toes down. Next artist I'm going to play for you. I'm going to tell you a story about this, what will happen with me and the artist manager. So you know, Sunday night is Mixed Variety Sunday. Sunday, Mixed Variety Sunday night. And I get a call from the artist manager asking for me to play the song. And I look, I'm like, I don't have this song. So, you know, the manager's cool. He's like, I'll send it to you, whatever. He sent me the music. But the thing is, and he was going to send it to me again. But I didn't remember the artist's name, nor did I remember the music. He sent it to me, but I forgot. Because, artists send me music to play on the show. And I don't play it right away. Because the night you may send it to me, the music. Excuse me, y'all. Maybe at night I might be playing all hip-hop and you're an R&B artist. So I'll wait till the next show to debut your song. If I'm playing all hip-hop that night, or if you're a hip-hop artist, I'm playing all R&B. I wait till the next show to debut your song. But I totally forgot that he sent me his artist's music. And finally, my boy 2 was listening to the show, and he also sent me the music from the artist. And I'm like, how did I forget that this artist was sent to me? And I was like, okay, I already have it. I'm playing the cue and start playing his music. I totally forgot. And so I told him, because sometimes it gets like that when you play so much music, so many artists, that you can't remember every artist you play. So I said, okay, next time I did the show, I played the music, I debuted his music. And the first song was My Diamond that he sent to me. But his new joint, that he sent to me was called, there's a few songs that I played by him on the show. Station, rather, that I can't remember every song. But his new song, I think, one of his songs is called Just Friends. Another one is called Ecstasy and Tonight. And his new joint, now I remember, is called I Apologize. But the one I'm going to play for you by Eric Tavelle, that's the artist, he's from North Kakalaki. Or South Carolina. Well, I might be saying where he's from wrong, but his name is Eric Tavelle. And I heard My Diamond. I was like, okay, I like it. It's cool, Then he sent me a song called Tonight. And I'm like, I like this. Baby, daddy's coming home. We'll be there in an hour. I'ma run your shower. I'ma cook your dinner, fix you a mimosa, whatever how it go, but that's the gist of the song. And I'm like, yo, this is a dope song. This is for the ladies. Because I know ladies, just like your man worked hard all day, you worked hard all day, and you, when you come home, you want to unwind and relax. So that's basically the men treating you like the queen you deserve to be treated like. But the song I'm going to play for you by Eric Terrell, a shout out to Eric Terrell, the song I'm going to play for you is Ecstasy. So let's get Ecstasy going. Okay. Right. Oh, there. Oh, I just had it. Dang it, I messed it up. I just had the song and I lost it. Okay, let's see. Let me get the. Here we go. I was knowing that what I was doing, spelling it wrong. Here we go with Eric Terrell's Ecstasy.
CD on the beat, like.
Oh,
guys, that was Eric Terrell right there with Ecstasy. You can check iTunes for his music. Or Reverb Nation, you can check for his music as well on Reverb Nation. If it's not for sale, if it's not on iTunes or if it's on Reverb Nation, it's not for sale. The only way you can hear it is listening to it through Reverb Nation. All right here on Road to Stardom Radio. And once again, shout out to Eric Terrell. No, we're going to keep it going. This next song is a goodie. It's by an artist from the Bronx that a hip-hop artist named Dub, whose music I play in the show, told me about this artist. And I said, okay, he's R&B, let me check him out. I checked him out. I like some of his songs. So, okay, I'm going to play his songs. So this song right here is by Kenneth Clark. And it's called Director's View.
You're my sexy actress with no clothes on the scene. Just think about me between your legs and all you need to be successful. Life, camera, action, here we go. And cut, let's make a movie. I just wanna make a movie.
Clark with Director's View. So he was part of Nothing Over Music, and you can go to their website, you can get the song, but they revamped their website and the album is no longer on there. But if you Google Kenneth Clark, which is K-E-N-N-I-S Clark, if you Google the name, I'm sure it's on other sites that you can find his music. Now, this next artist who I'm going to play is a great artist. But they're not making music. Yes, this artist is not making music because you know this artist more as an actor than a singer, but he can sing. And this actor, well, he was a singer, well, you could say he was both, but he started acting first before he started doing music. So, and this artist I'm talking about is Malik Yoba. For people that don't know, Malik Yoba is a great actor and a great singer, but if you never knew about him as a singer, well, you need to know now. And this song right here is called Mistakes. So we're going to get into some of Malik Yoba right now with Mistakes.
Baby, I dedicate this song to you for the strength that you have shown me and helped me grow into the man that I am today. I know we've had it rough sometimes, but what more can I say? Never let it.
Baby, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you cry. Woman, you showed me a better love I will never find. No simple reason we cannot be what you want us to be. Don't stop believing, have faith in me. Faith in me, 'cause there's one thing I know. Oh, in this crazy, crazy, crazy world, is that you and I
keep together
for life.
Yes, that was Malik Yuma right there with Mistakes. If y'all didn't know he could sing, well, the boy can sing. But you probably know him better as an actor. So if you like this song, I don't know if he has it on iTunes or not, but you can check. I know I've seen it on YouTube. So you can check all those sites that you can download music to see if it's up there, if you like it. This next song I got from you is an artist by an artist named Andews. And a listener to the show put me on to this artist. He said, you ever heard of an artist named Andews? I said, no. So while he was telling me about the artist, I Googled the name and the site came up to where the artist's music was. And I listened to a song. I said, I like it. I downloaded the album and been playing his music ever since. Now this song is what really got me liking his music. And this is Andews, which he spells it A-N-D-U-Z-E. And this song is called Blindfold. I hope you enjoy it like I do.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Andrews right there. If you Google the name A-N-D-U-Z-E, you can get the album which this song came off of. And this next song I have to you is one of my favorite groups, Boyz II Men, featuring Charlie Wilson with More Than You Ever Know. Featuring Charlie Wilson, More Than You Ever Know. And shout out to Christian Chicanery for rocking with me for a little bit in the chat room. Appreciate it. Now, this last song I got for y'all is a group that I just started loving. This is Vince's Trouble with Gracefully.
was lost and alone in the shadows, dark in my mind. My heart was trampled in the battle. Love left me blind. And then you came.
And that is the last song of the night. That was Vintage Trouble, Grace for Lee. If you go to VintageTrouble.com, that's where you can get their music and hear this great song. Over again, the other song that's my favorite is Run Out of You. So when you go to their website, make sure you listen to that song as well. So I thank you for rocking with me tonight on Saturday Night Indie Mix. Hope you enjoyed all the songs that I played for you. The next show is RTS Book Club at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then I'm back at 11 with Mixed Variety Sunday. So to all you indie artists that want your music playing right here on the Stardom Radio, all you got to do is hit me up at 201-399-2014. That's 201-399-2014. And I'll tell you how you get your music played. Yes. Go check out the website, which is MSGIGO.WIX.com/ROAD-TO-STARDOM. Go check out the blog site, which is roadtostardom.wordpress.com. That's roadtostardom.wordpress.com. That's ROADTOSTARDOM.wordpress.com. Let's see, check out the Facebook pages, which is facebook.com/RoadToStardomEmpire and facebook.com/RoadToStardomRadio. You also can join the group, Road to Stardom group. What you got to do in the search bar is put where Diamond in the Rough gets to Road to Stardom, where Diamond in the Rough gets to sign, it'll take you to the group, and you could join. On Instagram, or just on Instagram, is Giggo underscore Road to Stardom. That's NSGIGO underscore Road to Stardom. Also on Twitter, at Road to Stardom, RoadTwoStardom. Yep. I will see you on the next show. I want to say peace, one love. Once again, thank you for rocking with your girl. I want to say, we've got 30 seconds. The mixtape. If you want to be a part of Rose's Stardom Stop the Violence mixtape, all you got to do is see a Stop the Violence song, post a bio picture, Rose's Stardom 2010 at gmail.com. Rose's Stardom 2010 at gmail.com. If you want to be a part of the Destroy and Rebuild concert series given by Glory Ave Entertainment, and you want to try to stay in, email chance at gloryaveent@gmail.com. That's gloryaveent@gmail.com, and he will get back to you with the details concerning the concert series. Yes, so once again, I'm going to say peace, one love, appreciate you. Bye-bye now.